7654321.
Hey guys, this is Liz Cambage.
This is Nikki Collin.
What up, guys? This is Evan Starks.
Hey, this is Imani Lee Stafford.
Hey, this is Jordan Canada.
This is Asia Wilson.
Welcome to the WNBA Nation.
WNBA Nation. What's up, everybody? Kyle Haywood here, and I'm going to be running solo today. It's a big day. We've had some crazy results over the last few days of WNBA action, and I'm going to try a little something different today. Just kind of a heads up. Logan is off traveling. He's kind of out and about right now. I just recently, school started back up. And so I just recently, have been kind of getting back into the swing of things of getting in and setting up my classroom and getting my classes going. And that's taken some extra time. So I haven't been on as much recently. I know Steve's got some projects and Jason's had some things come up. So we missed our usual weekly episode that we record on Mondays. So, we apologize that we missed that episode, but we're trying to come at you with some of our later in the week episodes still. So today, because we missed that earlier episode where we weren't able to do just kind of a big league overview, that's generally what we'll see in season play on these Monday episodes. We'll hit like maybe one or two like big news stories, but overall, it's just kind of a view of the league as it sits at that time. We usually try to do those Mondays because Mondays also are the days that are least likely to have WNBA games in general. Mondays are the least played on day for WNBA action. So that's how we decided to schedule that. This Monday didn't work out for a number of reasons. So we did miss that one, but we've got some content coming your way over the next couple of days. So you get me solo tonight. Excited to be here and to discuss, as you probably can tell from the title of this episode, my personal power rankings. All right. Now, I know that you're going to say, oh, I heard on WNBA Nation Pod, they listed, you know, their power rankings, you know, 12 through 1, and they were way off on such and such. Just so you all hear this out, I personally have put these power rankings together. This is not necessarily the power rankings that Steve, Logan, and Jason share. Okay, so there's that caveat right out the gate. They're probably going to come in on Twitter with some takes, all right, as far as where they think that I'm wrong. And I'm cool with that. We're close enough friends. I want them to come in with some action. So, guys, if you're listening to this, hit me up on Twitter and let me know where I was way off and where you think I've got some ground to stand on as far as my power rankings go at this point in the season. Now, as I record this, it is the night of the 26th. And so we just had a little bit of action. We just had Las Vegas beat Atlanta 78-71. Connecticut took care of the Sparks, although that was a pretty close game, 76-72. And Dallas beat Washington 82-77 in Washington, D.C. So those were the results from tonight. So if you happen to be listening to this maybe Friday or Saturday, especially Friday evening after some more games have taken place, maybe I switch up a couple of these rankings. Maybe I don't. So as I'm recording this, it's Thursday, August 26th, after these games have been played. So I wanted to make sure that I had games played. Want to give a shout out to everybody who's here hanging out with us on Twitch, hanging out with me on Twitch tonight. We've got a few new faces showing up in Twitch recently, which is a lot of fun. So hopefully those of you who haven't made the trek over to Twitch to check things out over on our Twitch channel, it's a absolute blast. And hopefully come check it out at some point. If you have an Amazon Prime subscription, you can subscribe to our Twitch channel for free. That gives you a couple little added benefits. And most importantly, it's free for you and it gives us a little bit of financial kickback, which we really appreciate. That helps us cover some of our costs and helps us to do some improvements to the show as we go along. Other ways you can connect with us are on Twitter is probably the easiest way. You can find us at WNBA Nation Pod and you can interact with us there. We also want to give a shout out to Blue Wire Podcast Network. They have been absolutely phenomenal to work with. And again, as we have made that transition in there, you're probably hearing a couple ads here and there through our episodes. which we appreciate you listening to those, because that, again, affords us an opportunity so that we can provide better coverage of the WNBA, which hopefully then will benefit you and your ability to enjoy the league and enjoy our show. But as always, we really appreciate each and every interaction that we have with you here on Twitch, on Twitter, just listening to the show in general. If you're just a subscriber that's listening, you don't follow us on Twitter, you don't check out Twitch, you're not into that stuff, just listening to our show, we really appreciate that. One last easy way for you to interact with us is through subscriptions and especially reviews. So if you are listening to this episode on a platform that affords you the opportunity to give reviews, we really do appreciate those. If you want to hit up the five-star, drop a five-star review real quick, and if you write one out, we actually will read it out loud on the show. So that's a great way for you to get an immediate shout out on the show, is for you to drop a five-star review. We've got some great discussion going on in our Twitch chat right now, and I'm excited about it. We've got some questions even coming through, some people dropping their own WNBA power rankings right now, and so we're excited about that. I will promise I won't let those, I guess, influence the power rankings that I will be giving here shortly, but I appreciate those coming through. So big shout out to everybody here who's dropping their power rankings into the chat here. And yeah, here we go. Let's get rolling. First off the bat, well, I should clarify this. I'm starting at number 12. I'm starting at the absolute bottom of the power rankings. And I don't think this will surprise people, but I do know that not everybody has this team at the bottom of their power rankings. So maybe this will surprise some of you. My number 12 right now is Atlanta. The Atlanta Dream are at the bottom of my power rankings for a couple reasons. All right. Now, they are not technically last place in the standings. All right. They are tied for last place and have a slight advantage. They're technically in the 11th place slot over the Indiana Fever, which is probably the other team that other people have sitting at the number 12 spot in their power rankings. Atlanta, however, has not won a game in their last 10 games. They're on a 10-game losing streak. All right. They cannot get a W. They've struggled before the Olympic break, after the Olympic break, including some losses to teams that they really had a good shot against. Teams like, you know, LA and others that they probably could have gone up and done something with. Now, I am not down talking Atlanta, the organization. They've actually, you know, obviously we have a lot of love for Atlanta, the organization, Rene Montgomery and everything that's occurred with the Atlanta Dream franchise over the last 12 months or so has been phenomenal. And we're big fans. Basketball product on the floor. They are last place in my power rankings. All right. They're tied for last place in the standings. They are on a 10-game losing streak, and they can't seem to get things taken care of. So just a couple things. They recently lost to Las Vegas. Nobody's going to fault you for that. They lost to Chicago. Nobody's going to fault you for that. And they lost to Phoenix, who's actually been pretty hot recently. All right? Not bad. Prior to that, they lost back-to-back games against the Sparks. And then way back just before the Olympic break, their last game before the Olympic break, they lost by double digits to a last place Indiana Fever team. All right. So they're struggling. They've had a couple close games, including actually tonight. They played Las Vegas, not terribly. They kept it in single digits in that loss, but eye test results on the floor. I can't help but take Atlanta at the number 12 spot. So there you have it. Might have surprised a couple of you, but there's my power rankings. I've got Atlanta coming in at number 12. Number 11. This is where this one, I think, will surprise some people. I don't think a lot of people are going to be really up in arms that I have Atlanta at 12. I think the reasoning there's pretty solid. Okay. It just makes a lot of sense. My number 11 may take a couple of you by surprise, but hear me out on this. Number 11 to me right now is Washington. But Kyle, They've got an MVP candidate. But Deladon's back, right? Sure. You got to get a W. All right. You got to get some wins, Washington. All right. And you're not. Okay. Washington has, let me just pull this up. So I do have this correct. Washington currently is 2-8 over their last 10 games. Okay. Not impressive. Not looking good. Now, their most recent victory was against Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has looked pretty decent. Granted, Los Angeles has been playing kind of the bottom tier teams, and so they got a couple wins. They were looking pretty all right. They ran into Washington. Washington took care of business. But other than that, they've also recently lost to Dallas, Seattle, but a lot of people lose to Seattle. Phoenix has been hot. They lost to Phoenix. They lost to Las Vegas twice. Okay. And they lost, and then back pre Olympic break, they did get a W against the Chicago Sky. So outside of beating a very less than stellar Los Angeles Sparks team, you have to go back to the Olympic break to see a victory for the Washington Mystics. So I don't think that they're number 11 with a huge gap between my number 10 team, but right now, in my opinion, I think that Washington looks like a team that hasn't figured it out yet. And who knows? Tina Charles, you know, looks like she's going to be injured for a little bit. She's going to be stepping off the court to take care of a few things. You know, who knows? A few games off there. Hopefully she's back ready to go for the playoffs. Deladon slowly coming into things. But this Washington team, as fun as they've been at times, just doesn't grab me, doesn't excite me. And I don't at this point see them making the playoffs, and I've got them all the way down at number 11 in my power rankings. Okay. I'm already seeing some, I'm already seeing some takes in the Twitch chat, and that's fantastic. I appreciate that. Again, I'm excited about Washington as far as Deladon coming back, but it hasn't translated out on the court yet. If your most impressive thing that you've done post Olympics is beat the Sparks and everybody else, you've taken an L. Yes, you have a tough schedule, but you got to squeak out a win somewhere. You got an MVP caliber player with Deladon coming back, obviously two MVP type players, and you're not winning games. So I'm sorry, but you're dropped down. Now, in very, very close contention for that number 11 spot is my number 12 or is my number 10 team. All right. Now, and this is as it sits today. This is not where the program is, where the organization is. I'm talking about right now, my power rankings for August 26th at 10:30 at night. Okay. That's where we're at. Okay. I'm not predicting anything with this. I'm saying as they sit right now, I've got Indiana at my number 10 spot. The Fever, although tied for last place in the league, have actually won four of their last 10 games. All right. Which is double the Washington Mystics, and Atlanta hasn't won any of their last 10 games. So Indiana, while yes, still looking at the rest of the field, you know, from behind and saying, oh, you know, we're still technically in last place. Indiana has shown some signs of promise. They've had some fight, and the games that they have lost, they've looked pretty good. They've looked like a new team. The Indiana Fever just before Olympic break and since Olympic break does not look like the same Indiana Fever team that we were watching at the beginning of the season. All right. Now, do I predict Indiana's going to make the playoffs? No. Do I predict Indiana's going to do any, you know, crazy winning streaks or anything? No. I'm not saying that. I still think that they're a lower tier, bottom tier type team this season. All I'm saying is that right now, power rankings wise, they look better than both Atlanta and even Washington. Although that one's closer. I've got them just a little bit above Washington. I got to give some love to Indiana just simply because they look like they want to play basketball, and they look like they can pull a few things out. Washington and Atlanta haven't shown that to me. So being close in some of these games like Indiana has recently, I think is bodes well for them. And, you know, if you've got an opportunity to win a game late against Dallas, they played Phoenix really close. They lost to the Sparks, but they beat the Dream. Like, so since coming back from the break, they played three games, really close game against the Sparks, and the Sparks have looked pretty hot. All right. They were looking pretty good. They lost against a really hot Phoenix team as well, but also only by four. And then they beat Dallas, who's looked pretty solid. Okay. And Dallas has worked their way all the way up into the standings to be the number seven team currently. So Indiana, yeah. And prior to that, they were on a three game win streak. Right now, I got to give a little bit of love to Indiana. I'm bumping them all the way up to number 10 on my power rankings. Now, this next little stretch here was kind of tough. Because I think my 9, 8, 7, and 6 picks, you might be able to see me move these all over the board just based on my mood. Okay. Just based on how I'm feeling at that moment during the day could honestly be the determining factor in how I view these teams. All right. So let's take a look at these. Let's take a look at these one at a time. Coming in at number 9, I have the Los Angeles Sparks. Okay. Got the LA Sparks at number 9. I don't think this one's a stretch. I think that LA sitting at 9 makes a lot of sense. They played pretty well coming out of the break. However, a lot of the wins that they had out of the break were against, you know, some of the lower level teams. I guess you could say, you know, they came out of the break. They got a win against Indiana. Then they beat Atlanta twice. But none of those victories were like super convincing. The Indiana game actually was a lot of fun. It was against two like bottom level teams, but they looked a lot better. Against Atlanta, Atlanta didn't look great and the Sparks didn't look great, but they got the W. So they ground out three wins in a row coming out, but probably against, you know, two of the very worst teams in the league at this point. They got a W against New York, which was solid. And then since then, they've dropped games to Washington and Connecticut. The Connecticut one's expected, and they played Connecticut close, so I got to give some love there. But they did drop a game to Washington, who I currently have at number 11 in my power rankings. So this hurts. I think that if you were to tell me that you had LA higher in your power rankings, I could see an argument maybe even to put LA up as far as like 7. Okay. I could see that argument. I wouldn't be upset about that. But as it sits right now, I did drop them back down to number 9 just because, they've taken back to back losses and one loss against the Washington Mystics that really, just doesn't look super well against them. So, I've got LA at number 9. Number eight, I'm going to go with New York. All right. New York has dropped pretty considerably in the standings as of late. They have the third worst record over the last 10 games of anybody in the league. All right. Keeping them at number 8 is simply because I still have a little bit of faith in what they can do, but they have not looked good. They've lost 3 in a row. Okay. They're on a 3-game losing streak, which has dropped them from being, you know, a potential candidate for a bye in the first round of the playoffs to they're half a game out of missing the playoffs. So New York really needs to wake up. If you wanted to drop New York drop New York to 9 and bump LA up to 8, I don't have a problem with that at all. I think that's a very easy argument to make. However, I've got LA and New York. I almost want to make 8 and 9 like the same number, like 8.5, and put both teams listed there. Cause that's kind of where I sit with both of these teams. LA's on a slight upward trend. New York's on a downward trend, but those trend lines are intersecting right at this 8-9 spot. And that's kind of where I've got them. Okay. Next, here is another surprise. Okay. Here's, I'm going to turn some heads with this one. At number seven, I've got the Chicago Sky. Okay. I've got the Chicago Sky. My reasoning behind having Chicago next on this instead of, I think several of you are wondering where one particular team hasn't shown up on my power rankings this low yet. Because here's where I'm looking at this. This 6-7 split here is where you determine if a team is in the top half of the league or in the bottom half of the league. And right now, the Chicago Sky, as they sit, I'm going to put in the bottom half of the league because they should be so much better, and they aren't. They seem to be this team that I keep like really wanting to believe in, really wanting to get excited about, and yet just continual disappointment. All right. They've dropped a couple games. Most recently did have a victory. Again, it was against Atlanta. Everybody's beating Atlanta. Indiana and LA and Washington are beating Atlanta. All right. So that's almost a given. All right. They dropped games to Minnesota, who's looking good. They dropped games to Dallas. And they did have a 2-point victory over the Seattle Storm, which was exciting, right? Coming right out of the break to beat the defending champs who were in first place at the time. However, that was with Seattle sitting and missing Sue Bird and Breanna Stewart, and Chicago barely being able to squeak that victory out. They don't look convincing. They don't look they don't look like the type of team that I think is going to do much in the playoffs at this point in time. Do they have the roster and the talent to do that? 100%. All right. If you're going off talent on the roster, Chicago is probably a top 3 team in this league. Okay, fantastic. But the fact that they're sitting at let me pull the standings up again. They're sitting at 6th place in the standings. You know, at exactly 500, they're 12-12 and they're 500 over the last 10 games, even with, you know, having Candace Parker back. You know, she's got a little bit of, injury issues. I understand that. I'm okay with that, but she's not there. It's not happening. All right. Here, so there's your surprise is that I've got Chicago at 7. And then I'm sure plenty of you can figure out who I've got next.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Because some of you are expecting this team to be dropped as low as 9, but I've got the Dallas Wings currently in the top half of the league in my power rankings. All right. Because it's the opposite from the opposite from Chicago right now. Okay. The Dallas Wings on paper and from whatever their expectation was should not be doing as well as they are. Now, they're a game and a half behind Chicago in the standings, all right? However, the Dallas Wings, as of late, have had some pretty fun basketball being played, all right? They beat the Washington Mystics. They beat Chicago. That was really the determining factor, all right? Back on August 17th, they beat Chicago. That's where I got to give them a bump in their ratings. If you think I'm crazy for having Dallas at 6, I'm willing to listen to you because so many of you are going to say, hey, Kyle, don't, you know, you just talked about how Indiana got this awesome win against Dallas and Indiana's in last place. Sure. I get that. So if that's going to be your determining factor in dropping Dallas low in your rankings, I get it. Okay. I'm totally cool with that. But just as I'm sitting here, as I'm seeing this, they got a W against Chicago recently, and they took care of business against Washington. So that's why I bumped them slightly ahead of Chicago, because they also are doing this with a roster that probably shouldn't be doing as well as they have been. So that's the reason I've got Dallas sitting at number 6. So let me run through my rankings really quick just to give you an overview before I hit my top 5 here. Number 12, Atlanta. Number 11, Washington. Number 10, Indiana. Number 9, Los Angeles. Number 8, New York. Number 7, Chicago. And number 6, Dallas. Now let's get into the top 5. Seattle is going to be my number 5. And I know I'm going to get some heat from this. It is not because I don't have faith. And if you're asking me to pick two teams that I think are most likely to make the finals. I'm picking Seattle, but we're talking power rankings as we sit on August 26th. And as we sit on August 26th and recency, Seattle's dropped. Okay. Seattle's dropped down into the power rankings. Now, again, they probably still are my personal favorites to make a run towards the finals. I think they have just as good a shot as anybody else in the league right now. And, you know, they just got a visit to the White House. So this is not a slam at all against Seattle. Okay. This is not a slam against them. Now their losses, you know, they've had a couple losses after coming off that big victory in the inaugural Commissioner's Cup. But since then, they've lost to Chicago. They've lost to New York. They beat New York. So they went 1-1 against a New York Liberty team that I've got down at number 8. They did beat the Washington Mystics, but everybody has recently. So that's not impressive to me. And then they dropped a game to Minnesota. All right. So I see this not necessarily as a drag on Seattle, because I understand we sat Bree. I understand we sat Sue. All right. So I get that. But this is not saying, oh, Seattle's dropped and that I'm losing my faith in Seattle. What this is saying is that these other four teams that I've got ahead of Seattle have just really impressed me lately. And right now I have to give the love to those teams that have caught my attention. So that's really what this is. It's not necessarily I think that Seattle's the fifth best team in the league. I don't, but I think that as they sit with momentum right now, Seattle's maybe lost a spot or two against some of these other teams that I'm going to rank a little bit higher. Number 4, I've got sitting in my number 4 spot, I have the Phoenix Mercury. Currently on a 5-game winning streak. They're 7-3 over their last 10, looking very, very strong. This Phoenix Mercury team, you know, riding the back of Skylar Diggins-Smith and Brittany Griner to just brand new heights. Phoenix is looking so good. Okay. Phoenix is looking so good. Since coming back from the break, they haven't lost a game. All right. The last loss that they have is pre-Olympic break, and it was to the Seattle Storm, who were then the best team in the WNBA. All right. Since that time, they've had double-digit victory against Atlanta. They've got a victory against Indiana. They've got a double-digit victory against Washington. They've got a big-time win against Atlanta again. All right. So they've got two victories against Atlanta, and then an absolute drubbing of New York. All right. Now, running through those teams, those are all teams who are in that bottom third of the league, right? Probably the bottom 4 or 5 teams in the league that they've beaten, but they've beaten them soundly. They've looked good doing it. And it looks like they haven't had to really struggle with too many of these teams, except for Indiana, which is yet again another reason why I pushed Indiana up to number 10 instead of having them down at number 11. So we'll wait and see where we're at with Phoenix as we move forward. They've got a really helpful back half of this season. If you listen to our mid-season grades, we looked at the Phoenix, the back end schedule of the Phoenix Mercury, and we felt really, really excited for what they could do standings wise because, their standings weren't great. You know, we were like, oh man, they're really underperforming. But then we saw who they would be playing in the second half of this season. So just so everybody's aware, their upcoming games that they've got New York tomorrow or today, if you're probably listening to this on Friday, right? They've got New York tonight. Then they play Chicago. Then they play, Indiana back to back and then Atlanta again. So they currently play, New York, Chicago, Indiana, Atlanta. It's not until September 11th that they even play a top tier team. And then they play Connecticut, Seattle, Las Vegas, back to back to back. Those last three games are their last three games of the season. So they could potentially be going into, let me just do my math real quick. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. They could be writing a 10-game winning streak when they match up against the Connecticut Sun on September 11th. I don't think that that is out of the realm of possibility, just simply because they've played so well as of late. I got to give it up. That's why they're my number four team, and that's why they slightly passed Seattle on my power rankings. Number three, the Minnesota Lynx. I've got the Minnesota Lynx sitting in my number three spot. This one, I went back and forth on. All right. Now they've won their last two games and they were on a big time winning streak prior. They were on a 6 or 7 game winning streak heading into the break. So coming out of the break, didn't look as dominant. Okay. They got a victory, double digit victory against New York. That's fine. Took a pretty solid L. In fact, two solid L's against Connecticut. Did not look solid against Connecticut, but got back on track. And their last two games, they've beaten Chicago and Seattle. So, you know, as hot as Connecticut looks right now, that's their only slip up that they've had since coming back from the break. And prior to the break, they were on a huge winning streak. So the only team that's beat them over 10 plus games is the number one team in the league right now, Connecticut. So I think that it's very fitting that we've got Minnesota all the way up at number three in our power rankings. I don't think that that's a stretch at all. They're only a game and a half out of first place. They're half a game away from, they're 3.5 games. I was looking at Seattle's. So I apologize. They're 3.5 games out of first place, two and a half games out of a first round and second round bye. They're looking strong. And I would not be surprised if we continue to see Minnesota make a climb. I think that there's a potential that they could crack into the top three of the league standings before the end of the season. I don't know if it's likely, but I think that there is a pretty strong possibility that that could potentially happen for this Minnesota team because they look so good. They look so good against everybody not named Connecticut. So I've got Minnesota there, which leaves us with our top two teams. All right. And when I reveal the number two, it's always hard because when you reveal number two, you're revealing your number one as well. All right. You're revealing your number one at the same time. And that's okay with me. But my number two team is the Las Vegas Aces, which then obviously means that I've got Connecticut as the number one team, in my current power rankings. But let's talk the Aces before we get into Connecticut. All right. Since coming back from the break, they've only played 4 games. And those results are, they got a 1-point victory against Washington. Made me nervous, but it was coming off a break. So everybody's a little bit rusty. Some strange things happen in those first games back. They doubled down on that, got a double digit victory, against the Mystics, following that 2 days later. Then they ran into the scorching hot Connecticut Sun, pun intended, and took an L there, but they're back on track against, the Atlanta Dream, took care of business there. All right. So yes, I know their 3 wins are against some pretty terrible teams and their 1 loss was against, but their 1 loss was against the best team, currently in women's hoops. So I've got to give the love up to Las Vegas. Now, some of you are going to have Seattle above Las Vegas and we're going to have Minnesota around the same. Right now, I still think that Las Vegas looks like an absolute title contender. I haven't seen anything that's got me like red alert scared for Las Vegas's future. I think that the game against Connecticut really should have and could have been a lot closer. Asia Wilson went 1 for 15. I'm going to give full credit to Connecticut's defense and also full credit and say, I don't think Asia Wilson's going to be doing that the next time they match up, if they match up again, right? Las Vegas, you know, Aces fans, Connecticut's had your number. All right. But outside of that, you've played well against pretty much anybody else in this league. You look really solid. And I really like what's coming up for Las Vegas in the rest of their schedule as we look ahead. They've got a game to get back on track against Indiana. Then they follow it up with back-to-back meetings against the Chicago Sky, who have not looked impressive. They've got a pretty good test, but it is at home against the Minnesota Lynx. And then you've got Dallas, Chicago, and Phoenix, So it's not necessarily the easiest of schedules, but it's a lot of kind of your mid-tier teams that they're facing up against. You know, your Chicago's, your Dallas, even Phoenix, which as hot as Phoenix has been, you know, still they still have some work to do in the standings. So there you have it. Here's my number two team, which leaves us with last but not least at all, the Connecticut Sun. Holy cow, can we just give it up for Connecticut? All right. I'm just giving some mad love, some mad props to Connecticut right now because goodness, outside of the Commissioner's Cup game, which doesn't count toward standings, doesn't count at all toward any WNBA season stat, nothing like that. They got thrashed in that game against Seattle. Since then, just listen to these scores. All right. They matched up against a Dallas Wings team who looks like they could take on pretty much anybody any given night. And they demolished them, beat them by 21. All right. Then they come in against the Minnesota Lynx, who at this point were just red hot, weren't losing to anybody. All right. The Lynx have been phenomenal. The Lynx, you know, big win streaks, you know, MVP caliber type of plays. Sylvia Fowles, my goodness. One of the just best seasons that we've ever seen from Sylvia Fowles. Phenomenal, phenomenal Minnesota team. Connecticut doesn't even allow them to keep in the same gym. Okay. Connecticut beats them by 12 and then beats them by 11 in back-to-back games. Then they come up against the number two team in the league, the Las Vegas Aces, and they beat them by 14. So since coming off of that, that Commissioner's Cup game, they've had a 21-point victory, a 12-point victory, 11-point victory, 14-point victory, and then today actually was probably their, you know, the quote-unquote sketchiest performance that they've had. They only beat Los Angeles by 4. But they've got the W's, all right? They're looking very, very good. In WNBA games outside of the Commissioner's Cup that doesn't count, in WNBA regular season games, they're on a 7-game win streak and have only lost once in the last 10, in the last 10 games. They look very strong, sitting at 19-6, a full game ahead of the number two team. Connecticut, y'all need to take note, pay attention. They're the real deal and look like they could really, really make some noise in the playoffs this year. So there you have it. Let's run through those standings one last time for you. Starting at number 12, the Atlanta Dream. Number 11, Washington Mystics. Number 10, Indiana Fever. Number 9, Los Angeles Sparks. Number 8, New York Liberty. Number 7, Chicago Sky. Number 6, Dallas Wings. Number 5, Seattle Storm. Number 4, Phoenix Mercury. Number 3, Minnesota Lynx. Number 2, Las Vegas Aces. And my number 1 team currently in my power rankings is the Connecticut Sun. Now, I know automatically, and I made this caveat at the beginning of the episode, this is speaking from Kyle Haywood's perspective, all right? Hit me up on Twitter, at Haywood_Kyle. Tweet at the show account, I'll see it there as well, all right? But hit me up with your takes, tell me where I'm completely wrong. Twitch chat's been letting me have it, and I love it. Twitch chat, I've been reading. Let me know where I'm wrong. All right. Let me know where I'm wrong. Okay. Tell me what your thoughts are. I'd love to hear from you. Again, this is not a prediction of where I think these teams are going to end up. I think that if that were the case, Seattle would not be sitting at number 5. I'd have them in probably my top 2, maybe top 3. And I probably wouldn't have Indiana up at number 10. All right. But right now, this is power rankings, how I see the teams as they're playing right now, strength, who I think would beat who right now. That's where I've got it. Okay. That's where I've got my 12 through number one. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you listening to this episode. This was just a little bit of fun. I figured tonight I'd just hop on, have a little fun with some power rankings, and, I want to hear yours. So hit us up on Twitter at WNBA Nation Pod and give us your power rankings on there. We want to hear where you've got the teams ranked right now, and let's see how it goes. All right. Now again, check with me in a couple of days. I'll probably switch a couple of these rankings around, but that's where we sit tonight. Thanks for listening, everybody. It's been fun. Hopefully my solo voice hasn't put you completely to sleep. And thanks for tuning in and checking out the show. Much love, and shouts to my co-hosts who I know are going to be listening to this episode. Shout out to Jason, who has been doing so much on our back end, the back end side of the show, behind the scenes, a lot of the production, a lot of the editing, that all goes to Jason. So if you have a chance to give him a shout out, if you have a chance to send him some love on Twitter, just hit us up on our show account is an easy way, or you can hit him up at CJSnow1711. I know he'd appreciate some love there. He puts in a lot of work behind the scenes. So shout out to Jason. And for WNBA Nation, I'm Kyle Haywood, and we got you next time.